The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In 1934, John Dewey, the father of America's current education system, spoke of achieving a democratic ideal. By that he meant a society where all was perfect, where everyone would live respecting the rights of his neighbor, and where there would be no wrong. Of course, how to bring this perfect world into being has been the question. The current thought taught by Dewey and others at the top of today's education system insists we must have a worldwide government which can force each person to work for this goal of perfect peace. There's only one thing wrong with all this. Man has a selfish nature, and this selfishness keeps him from consistently respecting his neighbor's rights. How do we know this? From what America's founders called natural law and revealed law. Natural law is what we see repeated over and over in nature. This is illustrated by how animals fight with one another for their right to live. Revealed law is what we find written in the Bible. William Blackstone, the English judge from which our founders studied law a great deal, stated these words about the revealed law. He said, "This we call the revealed law. They are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures." Likewise, the Bible teaches that selfishness is in the heart of man. It states, "There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." The Bible says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not of your lust or desires that war in your members?" God's revealed law is teaching us here that there is a root of selfish desire in us that constantly wants its own way. This is what starts quarrels between individuals and is what starts wars between nations. This is why the humanists like John Dewey will never see their dream realized in this world. They deny this selfishness in man. Thus, their reasoning is faulty. You cannot start with a lie and wind up with the truth. So how did we get this selfishness in us? God gave us the opportunity to receive His life in the Garden of Eden. This was pictured by the Tree of Life. But we refused His life, the right to come inside us and be released through us, which was why God made us to start with. We chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This meant we would live life by experience, not by the revelation of God's will. Thus, our own thoughts about our experience would be the only standard for right and wrong. This is why John Dewey's education system is called outcome-based education. You try some method of teaching, and if it seems to work, use it. That is to say, whether something is truth is to be judged by our experience. The thing that is wrong with that system is that, as the Bible reveals, we have a root of selfishness in us that keeps us from being able to judge our experiences impartially. However, we were created to live by the life of God flowing through us. His flowing life would reveal His will for us. So we were designed to think with God in our mind and thus to let our actions be God acting through us. In short, we were designed to live by revelation, not experience. There will be a perfect world one day, but only when Jesus Christ is finally acknowledged by every human being to be their rightful Lord. Have you agreed He should be your Lord? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.